Alaska's oldest Native organizations are trying to attract younger members. That, subsistence, and other issues are on the table at the Alaska Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood's Grand Camp Convention this week in Juneau. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has more.
The Grand Camp Convention attracts 80 to 100 delegates and members from local chapters, also called camps. Most are from Southeast, but camps are also in Washington, Oregon, and South Central Alaska. ANB and ANS Camp 70 in Juneau host this year's event. ANB Chapter President Marcelo Quinto says the convention sets the regional or Grand Camp's agendas.
We are a civil rights organization, but we concentrate on our Native people, you know, both in Southeast, and we try to assist whenever we can with the rest of our brothers and sisters throughout the state.
The Alaska Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood are each more than 100 years old, and in recent decades, many of their programs have been taken over by tribal governments, Native corporations, and other organizations. That means the Brotherhood and Sisterhood are smaller than they once were, and their membership is, well, older. But ANB Grand Camp President Sasha Sobolev says that's starting to change.
Wave is coming, and so we've dedicated last year's convention and this year's convention to having a focused effort on the young people and how this organization can best respond with their leadership.
One is Yakutat youth leader Devlin Anderstrom, who will deliver the keynote address. And Sobolev says in the past year, he's installed 19 sets of local camp officers who are in their mid-20s or a little bit older. Convention delegates spend the four-day event hearing reports from other Native organizations. They include Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska, and Sea Alaska Regional Native Corporation. They also elect officers and debate and vote on resolutions.
We come together and talk over all of the way that the local camps are being affected by subsistence, by the economic decline that's happening, by the impact of what fish has been going on in terms of subsistence and whether the commercialized part is doing any good to putting the land that we occupy, whether or not it can be put into trust.
The Brotherhood and Sisterhood are also considering changes to their constitution. They address membership, committee structure, and other issues. One would create a new joint executive committee with equal numbers of ANB and ANS members. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.